We've got mail. Building a portfolio. Even though I was raised in the church, the July 2005 New Era was the first issue I have read straight through. I now have a portfolio full of clipped-out articles and quotes. The New Era has made such a difference in the spirit that is with me every day. Whenever I think of reading just another one of those mindless tabloids, I pick up the New Era instead. I want the whole world to know of the joy I found in the gospel. I know the articles are inspired, and they have inspired me to learn for myself of the truthfulness of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Becca Davis, Quincy Ward, Nauvoo, Illinois Stake. Creative Reading. I wanted to thank you for an uplifting magazine. A while ago, I was in my creative writing class, and I had my New Era with me because I was using it for a devotional in seminary. We were supposed to be reading, and that's all I had, so I started reading it. My teacher came over, and I thought she was going to get mad at me for reading a magazine. But she was really impressed because of the neat layout and how it was a magazine written especially for youth. Also, she was excited because there were a whole bunch of short stories, which is what we were studying at the time. Thank you. I love reading the New Era. Karina Shoji Naga, Raleigh First Ward, Raleigh, North Carolina Stake. On my level, I'm the father of four children. I'm from Taiwan, so English is not my first language. I subscribe to the Ensign and New Era, but never read the New Era because I thought it was for the kids only. After reading the August 2005 issue, I was amazed that it works much better for me because it fits my English level perfectly. The gospel principles are the same no matter the language or words. Two articles that impressed me a lot were Time for Eternal Things and Why We Ask People to Read the Book of Mormon. I love the New Era very much now. Spencer Chow, Mission Peak Ward, California, Fremont Stake. Great advice. I get great knowledge and advice from the New Era. I love to read it when I feel sad and any time I'm free. I always get one point that I can use in my life. Mabrat Beleti, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Praying More. I love reading the New Era. I thank you for the July 2005 issue. My favorite story was Penny for Your Prayers. It helped me on a very bad day, and I tried praying more. It really worked. Now I am closer to my Heavenly Father. Thank you. Amanda Peterson, Willard Fifth Ward, Willard, Utah Stake. We love hearing from you. Write us at the following address. Please include the names of your ward and stake or branch and district. To New Era, We've Got Mail, 50 East North Temple, Room 2420, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-3220, USA. Or email us at cur-editorial-newera@ldschurch.org. Submissions may be edited for length and clarity. End of the section, We've Got Mail.